Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Filipino Freethinkers podcast that's also a video. I'm Red.
I'm Margie.
Hi, I'm Ria.
Yes, and it's actually been a while since we had our last podcast, and it's also a while since we last saw Ria. Like, welcome back from the
Correct.
U.S.
Hi. Thank you.
How was it?
It was okay.
Are they talking about Lady Gaga over there?
Not so much.
Yeah, because that's all
because
we're...
Because they're pretty much okay with Lady Gaga doing her thing.
Yeah. And that's all we're talking about here because...
Yeah. Because tonight, as we're talking right now,
oh, yes,
Lady Gaga's concert is ongoing at the SM Mall of Asia. And I don't know if you guys have been reading the news lately, but there are certain Christian groups, Christian youth groups, who are protesting the concert.
Bible Mode Youth.
Yes.
Are on Bible Mode.
Bible Mode.
They turned it on.
Yeah.
So.
Major.
Why do you think that is? Lady Gaga was here, like this is her second time, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
When was the last time?
I think she was here three or four years ago.
3 or 4 years ago, and you were
there.
There.
I was there.
Yeah, so what's different? Did you know about any fundamentalist groups who were there that time?
No, nothing crazy about it. But then it's also worth noting that she hasn't released her second, I guess, more controversial album that she's also using the songs from with this tour.
Yeah, so apparently there's something about this particular song. It's called Judas.
Judas.
That others are calling blasphemy. Now, right. what can we see in this Judas
video? Well, I think the video in particular is pretty, if you were a very conservative Bible-thumping Christian, would really burn your cookies. You can see Lady Gaga with a crown of thorns.
Mm-hmm.
You can see her dancing around with, I don't know.
Like a motorcycle gang.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It... Right. Also basically depicted Jesus and the disciples in a bike gang.
And there was a love triangle,
mm-hmm.
like between Jesus,
her,
Lady Gaga,
and
who was playing Mary Magdalene,
mm-hmm.
a gothic Mary Magdalene, and
Judas. Yes.
So, and yeah.
The song itself is talking about her love for Jesus, but she can't resist Judas as well.
Yeah. Now, defenders of this song are saying that we are supposed to take this metaphorically. Like, Judas is supposed to be a metaphor for one of Lady Gaga's exes.
For a
past boyfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I find this interesting because metaphorically reading it is usually the defense that Bible defenders use. Like, if a particular verse does not agree with what they believe in, you're supposed to read it metaphorically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Don't take it literally.
Too literally.
It has a secondary meaning that
wasn't really
greater and more glorious than the literal meaning. Actually, apart from Judas, they also don't like the LGBT
message
of her other single, Born This Way,
mm-hmm.
Which also came out in the second album. So I think that also ties up with what they've been protesting against.
Yeah. And
like recently, the International Day of Against Homophobia occurred. It was last week.
Yeah, that was last week. It was May 17.
Yeah, May 17, and I mean, Born This Way was one of those songs that just kept
it's
on.
It's their
yeah,
anthem.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
one of their anthems.
Yeah, it's a great song. So, I guess that also helped with their ire with the Christians.
Even before that, Lady Gaga has been a huge supporter of the LGBT community, and she has. Supported campaigns against bullying as well.
Yeah. Now, one of the words that's thrown around, like in these discussions online and offline, is the word bigot. Now, I defined this term bigot in one of my recent posts, Bigotimology. I suggest that you all read that. But one of the other definitions that I'd like to make clear is how you define fundamentalism and dogmatism, because fundamentalism is actually one of the things that you call like the people who were protesting Lady Gaga. So they were fundamentalists, and everyone keeps saying it's more fundamentalist in the Philippines. Now I'm saying that we have to be careful when we use the word fundamentalist because it has a very particular meaning, and that is taking the words of the Bible as literal truth. Now, you can't say that a person is fundamentalist simply because they adhere to their own beliefs very strongly.
Right.
That's not what a fundamentalist is. Like, a lot of people are saying, you're a fundamentalist Christian or whatever. That cannot be the case. A fundamentalist has a particular meaning that applies to a particular group of people who take the Bible as literal truth. And reading the Bible metaphorically is actually something that a fundamentalist cannot do. A dogmatist would have the ability of reading the Bible metaphorically, but the interpretations that they use are of someone else, of their church leaders. Mm-hmm. And that's what a dogmatist is. A dogmatist takes
trusts the
words of the hierarchy as literal truth. Now, free thinkers are people, of course, who translate or who interpret the words for themselves.
Yes.
So that, I think, is a very important distinction. Now, let's move on to how much attention this topic is getting. Of course, we want to talk about it because we want to make fun of how people like behave. That's why we have the recent satirical posts.
Yeah. Which you wrote, which was awesome, because it really generated a lot of attention, and it's gotten over 10,000 reads, right? 10,000 views, which is amazing. And I think what's so funny and what's so frustrating is that there are still some people who took your satirical article as fact.
Yeah.
I mean, you talked about how people were about people having same-sex canoodling the moment Lady Gaga's song started playing. What else? Like, there was lighter fluid and you
explosions.
They set the MOA.
I talked about how fundamentalists, when they heard Lady Gaga talk, started eating each other without even saying grace.
Yeah.
Now, you can read the entire post and see for yourself whether you think that any of that can be taken as literal truth. Again, we have to be careful about what we believe.
Or you can take our word for it that it's actually satire.
Yeah, it's satire. There's a tag.
It was tagged satire.
It's,
and it was released like hours and hours before the actual concert started. So a little fact-checking could do enough.
It was a long way.
Yeah, but in fairness to the readers who thought that it was true, we live in a country where it's very easy to... The lines are blurred between what's satire and what's true.
That's true. Yeah.
Like earlier, I heard someone say that a congressman gave a privileged speech on this issue, on Lady Gaga.
Okay.
And I had to check, like, is this another satirical post? There are a lot of satire posts and satire websites now, so you have to check.
Yeah.
And apparently it was true. Rep. Amado Bagaching, if I'm not mistaken, like, gave a privileged speech. And this is the same guy who wasted a lot of time.
Oh, he was the boxer guy.
Interpolating Daza, when Daza had a privileged speech on how to score boxing matches properly.
Oh, right. Okay.
So this, you think that this is satire, like straight out of The Onion, but it's actually not. So it's getting a lot of attention, but is it worthy of that attention? Like, protesters are going there, and I sympathize with them. I think sympathize with them because they truly believe that blasphemy is a worse crime. And they do believe that it's a crime against God. It's a worse crime than murder. Like, this is... Murder is a sin against another man, right? And indirectly, you're sinning against God, of course. But blasphemy is a direct sin against God. And that's why people like Aquinas and Augustine believe that it's a worse sin. And these people actually believe that by censoring Lady Gaga, they're preventing people from going to hell, which is a very noble cause, although misguided. So you have to respect them, but still.
Hopefully that is what they believe. I mean, I hope they're not hapot protesters.
Yeah.
Like, I hope there's not just like a few fundamentalists who just pay off other people to like thicken the crowd or something.
Yeah. But regardless of that, like, one of the other things brought up by this issue is how easy it is to market or raise awareness about anything just by going against the mainstream. And this is what happened. Like, people are saying, like the people behind Ovation, the productions, were geniuses.
Concert
because they,
people.
Yeah, they brought the concert to the Philippines, a predominantly Catholic country.
They didn't have to waste money on marketing.
Yeah. But did it actually get a lot of people? Like I've been hearing reports from news sites that there aren't really many people there. I don't know. I don't know.
It's probably the ticket prices.
If I'm not mistaken, it's 2,000 to 15,000.
The minimum amount.
Yeah.
For a ticket is 2,000. Goes up to. That's the cheapest, and it goes up to 10 or 11,000.
Yeah.
So. I don't know. We'll see after the concert. Two-day concert ends.
Yeah, there's another one tomorrow.
Yes.
If the concert does not end in a public orgy,
arsonist orgy,
then there will be another concert tomorrow, and maybe there will be more people there.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe there will be more people there. I'm interested to hear what the fundamentalists say about this. Again, it's always fun to listen to fundamentalists. I was discussing with some people that with some people you don't try to convince them of your arguments because you know that they will never be convinced. Like, you argue with them just to show others like how a certain group thinks.
How they think, exactly.
Yeah, how they think.
Just let them talk their way.
Yeah. So I'm reminded of what happened with Miriam Kiambao. Like, she became an inadvertent hero of the LGBT community. She raised more awareness about LGBT community and LGBT issues by being anti-LGBT.
With just a tweet,
It was actually an interview.
Oh, an interview.
That she tried to apologize for, but
with even more
bigotry. So her anti-LGBT statements raised more positive awareness about the LGBT community. It really galvanized support for the LGBT community, and it did so much in such a little time than even most of what the pro-LGBT community have been doing for a long time. So
thank you, Miriam.
Yeah, we have to thank the bigots, actually.
It's her birthday.
What?
It's her birthday.
Oh, it's her birthday.
It's Miriam's birthday.
Happy birthday.
I actually greeted her. We greeted her from the Freethinkers account, and I greeted her that I do respect her courage and her honesty in standing for what she believes in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, say what you will about what she believes in, but the fact that she can state them plainly without being afraid of how others would criticize her is something to be admired. So, there. Like, yeah, there's still a lot of things that we can talk about with the Lady Gaga issue. Do check out the recent posts on our website on the topic of Lady Gaga. And any last words? Any last words?
I guess, I don't know.
You don't know.
We'll see how much the youth has degenerated
over the weekend.
We will keep you posted.
Yeah. Over
the next few days.
Yeah. We can actually measure how much contraception use increases.
Yes. And
how much divorce, euthanasia, and all of these other evils like arise from Lady Gaga.
From her monstrous influence over today's culture.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, when this whole thing started, it's not as if the youth don't have access to the internet already. Like, they can get all of their moral decadence there for practically free.
Sure.
So, to think that Lady Gaga could add some more decadence to what they've already gotten so far is, I think, idiotic. So, last words?
Last words. I only hope that so much debauchery happens tonight and maybe tomorrow night that Henry C. goes bankrupt or something like that.
Okay, so thank you very much. Okay, see you at the next podcast. Good night. Hey guys, we're going to have a...
Again.
Taglish.
Go.
Okay. Hey guys. Magkakaroon po kami ng meetup ngayong linggo. We're having a meetup this Sunday at the we have a venue already. It's
Anson's problem.
Anson's
okay,
meetup.
It's at Anson's Starbucks. And it's going to be at 2:30 to 5:30 p.m. There's no need to register for anything, just show up. Everybody's welcome. Bigots, free thinkers, dogmatists and fundamentalists, we have open arms ready to welcome you. So on behalf of Rocky and Margie and Rhea and all the free thinkers in the universe, thank you so much for tuning in. See you next time.
There.
Thanks to our sponsors.